Chapter 10. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't blink. The shell cracked open. Yellow goo drained onto the floor and formed a wide puddle at Mrs. Hardesty's feet. She had this strange smile frozen on her face. Her eyes flashed with excitement. As I stared in shock, she grabbed the wet green arm. Gently, she wrapped her fingers around its bony claw and tugged. I almost screamed as the creature came tumbling out of the egg. It was big, as big as my neighbor's Labrador Retriever. It had bumpy green skin covered in thick slime, like a layer of yellow mucus. The skin reminded me of alligator skin, or maybe lizard skin. It made loud, disgusting, choking noises as it tried to breathe. It opened up its long snout and coughed up huge balls of yellow snot. Its round black eyes rolled crazily in its thin lizardy head. It coughed up more snot balls and sent them plopping at Mrs. Hardesty's feet. The creature stood awkwardly on its hind legs. The legs were short, like alligator legs. But the creature had a long, bumpy body and a large, smooth head with a long snout. It stretched its front legs out. It curled and uncurled its claws. Its slime-covered head tilted and turned as it gazed around the attic. Then, with a hoarse cry, it stumbled back into the shell. Mrs. Hardesty reached out both hands and tugged it out onto its feet. The creature opened its long snout and whimpered, like a baby. This isn't happening, I told myself. I'm not hunched here on my hands and knees in my teacher's attic, watching her hatch a giant green monster. It tossed back its head and uttered more choking sounds. Easy, my little baby, Mrs. Hardesty said softly. Easy. Let Mama help you. She picked up a bath towel and began to wipe the thick mucus off the creature's back. There, there, little baby. Little baby? She was very gentle with it. It took four towels to wipe all the sticky goo off its body. She carefully wiped its legs, its claws, and its tiny black nails. It oohed and cooed as she toweled it down. It snapped its jaws in the air, testing them out, I guess. I couldn't believe it. It already had teeth. Stand still, my little baby, Mrs. Hardesty whispered. She gently plucked a big piece of eggshell off the monster's back. Then she toweled it some more. She petted its smooth head for a minute or two and talked baby talk to it. I almost hurled when she said, Okay, little baby. Give Mama a kiss. A snaky black tongue slid out of its mouth. Mrs. Hardesty leaned forward and gave the creature a big, wet kiss. Smack, smack. Oh, gross! Could it be any more sick? You're going to be a good boy, Mrs. Hardesty said. She petted its head some more. You love your Mama, don't you? You're not like those nasty students. Oh, wow. I didn't want to hear any more of it. I wanted to get out of there. I was desperate to tell everyone what was going on here. My arms and legs were numb from not moving all that time. My back ached. My brain was spinning. I peeked out from behind the couch. Mrs. Hardesty had the monster by the claw. She tugged it forward slowly. She was guiding it down the attic stairs. It coughed up a snot ball and sent it sailing onto the wall. Its legs moved awkwardly. Its big body bumped the stair railing. Where was she taking it? They were climbing down the stairs one at a time. When her head disappeared from view, I crawled out from my hiding place. Did I dare follow her? I had to. I had to know where she planned to keep the thing. I got to my feet. My legs were totally numb. I stretched, trying to get my blood flowing again. Silently, I tiptoed to the stairs. I held my breath. Moving slowly, carefully, I began to follow them. I've got you! Mrs. Hardesty cried.